From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith. Missouri officials are proposing changes after aspiring teachers struggled on new educator certification exams. 55 content tests measure readiness to be everything from classroom teachers to superintendents. Newly released data shows that on 6 of the tests, fewer than half of the test takers passed. The proposed changes include giving test takers more time and fewer questions on some of the exams. The changes will be discussed tomorrow at a Missouri Board of Education meeting. Issues arose in September after the state switched certification exams. Instead of taking a teaching test known as Praxis 2, students must now fare well on a more rigorous assessment called the Missouri Content Assessment. Two doctors from Columbia's Women's Clinic and Children's Hospital are bringing $4,000 worth of medical supplies to the country of Georgia this week. Dr. John Pardalos and Dr. Trish Blair work with a not-for-profit group, A Call to Serve International. The team will train doctors from their sister hospital in Manistee, Georgia, how to use the supplies to prevent neonatal suffocation. Dr. Blair is the president of A Call to Serve, and she says that the group's main goal is to spread useful tools and skills.
The idea is that people are the same all over the world, and some of us have some skills and some supplies that other people don't have, so we should share those.
Donations from all 52 Rotaries in mid-Missouri, including 5 in Columbia, paid for the supplies. The University Hospital also contributed more than $2,000 worth of neonatal supplies. Rivers are rising throughout Missouri, and with more rainfall in the forecast, moderate flooding is now expected at several locations. Both the Missouri and Mississippi rivers are overflowing their banks due to heavy rain that has settled over the central U.S. over the past several days. Butch Dye of the National Weather Service office in St. Louis says today that more rain is in the forecast for much of Missouri through the week. Up to 7 inches of rain could fall by the weekend, potentially making flooding even worse. Parts of the Missouri River are expected to reach 4 feet above flood stage this week. The Mississippi is expected to reach 7 feet above flood stage south of St. Louis, but no significant problems are expected. The Columbia Police Department is reaching out to downtown residents and businesses to see if they would voluntarily provide access to surveillance camera footage for future investigations. Chad Gooch is the downtown unit sergeant for the Columbia Police Department, and he says the police already have an existing downtown camera system, but the partnership could enhance their investigations.
So we'd have kind of a compiled list so we could go to and fill in gaps if we should have an investigation in the future where a video would be important.
Gooch says the department would love to expand the downtown camera system, but they don't have a plan to do so at the moment. He says they're not currently developing this type of program in any other area of Columbia. Boone County Joint Communications Director Scott Shelton resigned today according to a press release issued by the Boone County Commission. The resignation is effective immediately, and Shelton took the job as the Director of 911 Communications in February of this year. The director of the Boone County Joint Communications is responsible for supervising the operation of the countywide 911 emergency dispatch system, according to the position description on the City of Columbia's website. Sheriff Dwayne Carey will serve as the interim director. Boone County Commissioners and Sheriff Dwayne Carey were unavailable for comment. I'm Rebecca Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.